Hi, and welcome to this demo of a piece of equipment that I've started to use in the last couple of weeks or so. And it's a way of being able to secure keys, access cards, etc. in a safe manner when you've got tradespeople and cleaners, etc. coming into your property and you want to give them access to your premises. So the thing I'm talking about, of course, it's called a key lock safe or a key safe. And you can get wall-mounted ones, you can get Bluetooth ones, all that sort of stuff. But the one that I needed to get purely came out because when I've got my cleaning service coming in, particularly with the NDIS here in Australia, they gave me a lovely key lock safe that I could use that was portable, so I could attach it to a pipe or over the tap or over a doorknob on my house, so that when the cleaners turned up and I wasn't home, they could access the key inside the lock safe by putting in this case, a combination. And it had four tumblers on the combination. The problem was, as a person who was blind, I couldn't access the key combinations properly. So hence, I went to work and started grumbling about the fact that it was really nice that they had a key safe for security, but it wasn't accessible. And fellow colleague of mine, Nimoy, happened to mention the fact that he bought one from the Bunnings warehouse here in Australia that had, wait for it, physical buttons on it that you could actually use from a tactile point of view. So, of course, I very quickly returned the combination key lock safe to the place that does my cleaning for me. And I bought this particular one from Bunnings warehouse here in Australia. And this particular one's called the Master Lock Select Portable Push Button Key Lock Safe. So real buttons, no combination, and it works beautifully. And as I said, you can get portable ones, wall-based ones, etc. This is a portable one, like the ones that the actual company gave me for the cleaners. So for all intents and purposes, it looks like an oversized padlock. So you've got the hasp on top, and then the rest of the bulk of the device that has a cover on the front. Underneath that, you've got the keypad, and of course, inside, you've got the compartment where you can store your keys and other credit cards and access key cards, etc. So it's not a huge storage space inside, but definitely enough for some keys, that sort of stuff. So I was so impressed by it that I thought, I wonder if other people are having the same issue about getting these types of devices. Now, I know I normally do ones that are high-tech or do devices that are high-tech, but I thought this was just so good and so basic. And, you know, it's not Bluetooth enabled, it's not HomeKit enabled and blah, 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 but it just works. So I thought I should probably share this idea and information about this device on the podcast. So hence why I'm doing this demo. Let me dive into an explanation of it. I'm going to go through a physical description as usual, as I do with other devices. And then I'll talk about how you set the code and then how you use the device. So as I said, I've got it in my hand here now. It's an oversized padlock. So you've got the hasp on top, which at the moment is secure in the device. And then you've got a pull down door. So the door opens from the top and comes down back towards me. So it hangs underneath the device when it's fully open. And on either side of the door, you've got two places where you can stick your fingers. And they've got little grips on them, little grooves. And if I pull it open, I've now exposed the 12 key keypad, and they're actually very tactile. They're actually raised up a heck of a lot, more than you normally find on some sort of telephone style keypad, very raised up. And if I press them, that was me pressing 1, 2, 3 on one row, 4, 5, 6 on the next row, 7, 8, 9, and then of course star, 0 and hash down the bottom. And then at the top and the bottom, so above row 1, where you've got 1, 2, and 3, and below the star, 0, and hash, you've got two little levers that you can pull down. And when I say lever, they're actually like a rectangular slider that you can pull down. So the bottom one, if I pull it down, that was the actual device resetting itself. So I've just cleared the code that I've put into it by accident by pressing all those buttons. And the top slider at the top, which is quite prominent, a lot more prominent on the one down the bottom, which was the clear button, that's the actual lever that you pull down to actually open the door So the whole door, including the keypad, swings away, and then you can get access to the internal compartment. So if I stick in the code that I've set, and I'll go through how I set this in a minute when I've opened it up. So I'm going to put in my code, and this is a pretend one. This is not my real one. So I'm going to put in 1, 2, 3, and now I'm actually going to pull down on that top lever at the top. Remember I said it's a lever, but it's more of a rectangular button or a slider I'm going to pull down. Hit a click, and I've just opened up the door. And then I've got the compartment inside. As I said, you can definitely fit in basically a set of keys in here if you wanted to, a credit card, a access key card, etc. Remember that it's basically a key safe, so it's for storing small items in it. And then with the hasp at the top and the door open towards me here, if I take my finger towards the top inside the compartment, I've actually got a little slider that I can slide across to the right, which I'm pushing my finger across now. And then if I take my hand up to the hasp and pull it up, I've actually opened up the hasp, and I'm now going to let go of that slider. So now I've actually opened up the hasp, which means like a normal padlock, I can now attach it to around the tap outside, to my fence. If I had a proper door handle, not a lever door handle, I could attach it to my round my door handle as well. So I can secure it outside for then the tradespeople to sort of wander up to it and then access the keypad and get the key out of it to get into the house. I'm actually going to explain how you would go about setting the actual code for this device. So if I now take my hand and feel the back of the actual keypad that's now open, I've got little arrows on the back of each of the buttons. And what you do to set the code is that you rotate that arrow 180 degrees so it points in the other direction, and that turns that button from off to on. So when I set, and again this is a pretend one, again when I set 1, 2, and 3, I rotated the arrows from their current position, which is off 180 degrees, to turn them on. Okay, so basically good old binary 0 and 1, so it became 1, which means 1, 2, and 3 are now active with the arrows rotated. And they give you this fairly little crappy plastic duvalaki, for the want of a better word, that actually slots into where the arrow sits. You push the arrow in because it's spring-loaded, and then you twist it, like I said, 180 degrees, and that turns that button on with the arrow pointing the other direction. So once you've done that, you've basically set it, and I've just set mine to 3 numbers, like I said in this demo, 1, 2, and 3. If I try and close it, it's not going to close because I also have to put the actual key combination in to lock it. So if I try and pull down on the top lever or even the clear one down the bottom, it's not going to work. So I'm going to put the code in again. Now remember, if you make a mistake, so if I put in 456 and try and use it, I can't use it. So I'm going to clear it with the clear button or the lever underneath the star 0 and hash. Okay, you heard it clear. So I'm going to put in the right passcode now. 1, 2, 3. And now I'm going to pull down that top lever up the top. And as I pulled it down, I also was able to push it in, and now it's secure. So if I try and pull that lever down now to open it up, I can't do it. If I try and clear it down the bottom, still try and do it the top lever, I can't open it, so it's now locked. And the hasp is still swinging around at the top like a normal padlock. So what I would do now is I would close the protective weather door over the keypad and walk up to my tap outside. As I said, if I had a proper doorknob around the doorknob or on a cyclone fence, wherever I want to secure it. And then I push the hasp back into the actual key safe itself with the little hole. And you heard it click, which means now it's secure to the actual thing that I've just connected the hasp around, and it's ready to go. So what would happen is that your friendly tradesperson clean turns up, they open up the door, they put in the passcode, they pull down the top lever, the door opens, they get the key out, they push the keypad back onto the top of the key safe, as in over the compartment, then put back in the code to lock it again, and they pull down the lever at the top, it locks it, they release the lever, close the door, and off they go. So that's all there is to it. And then of course, when the person's finished, they come back to the key safe, open the weather door, put in the passcode, open the door, put the key back in, close the door over the compartment, passcode back in, lock, weather door back on, and off they go. And then because I don't want to leave this out all the time, tempting people to try and break into it, when I come home, I know the cleaner's been, or the tradesperson, I come home, open the door myself, put in my passcode, open up the compartment. Of course, two things. I check that the key or the access card is indeed back in the compartment, which it currently is, if I'm pretending. And then I push that lever to the right, pull up on the hasp, then take it off the actual doorknob, round the tap, etc. Push the keypad back on top of the compartment, put in my passcode, lock it by putting the lever down and letting it go, put the weather thing back on, turn the hasp around, put it back into the door lock, and I'm off and ready to go for next time. So in summary, it's like a very oversized padlock with an internal compartment. You've got a 12-key keypad on the front of it, very tactile. Over that keypad, you've got the weather door to protect it in weather. You simply then set the code that you want to use by rotating the arrows around on the back of each number you want to use. And then literally when your tradesperson or your cleaner comes in, they open up the weather door, put in the passcode, open it up with the lever at the top, take out the key, close the keypad over the compartment, put the code back in again to lock it. They go into the house, do what they need to do. They come out, open up the weather door, use the code, put the key card or the keys back in, lock it again with the code, and off they go. And then normally when I come home, because this is a portable unit, I unlock it myself, take the keys out, and also take the hasp off the thing that I've got it connected to, and away I go again for next time. So I hope that's been of use for some folks. This one's called the Master Lock Select Portable Push Button Key Safe. And I purchased this one from Bunnings Warehouse here in Australia, and it was about $66 Australian. And as usual, thank you for listening, and bye for now.